It was a storm, and you just heard in our news with Ian Ozand that Cynthia Lee Shang, Jefferson Parish president, said that areas of Jefferson Parish got 7 to 9 inches of rain, and this was over a relatively short period of time, 11 inches in some areas. And we talked to Archie Chasson, who is the president of Lafourche Parish earlier, and Archie was just talking about how they had 10 inches of rain over a very short period of time. And so there's no pumping system that's going to keep up with that. You're going to have flooding. And I'm sorry about those of you who are dealing with flooding, dealing with power outages. I think there are a lot of people that have power and no flooding, and they're the truly lucky ones. But if you're going through these problems, you know you're going to get through this. And I know this is the toughest part of it. This is the bad part. But you're going to get through it. You've done it before. And I know it's exhausting. You don't want to have to do it again. But for whatever reason, you live in this area. And there are benefits to living in this area. You've got your family and your friends here. And there's a reason you're here. And so when we live here, these are the things that we deal with. I want to go to Ian Ozand in our newsroom. And Ian, I just want to thank you and Chris Miller and Courtney P., Joe Cardozzi, and just everybody who's involved in bringing us these updates and staying with us really throughout the night and really now throughout the early morning hours. Thank you.
I don't know if our pleasure is the right word to use, because we really don't want to cover a hurricane, because you know it comes with a hurricane. But this is why we're in this business, certainly not for money. We do it to keep people informed. We are that voice. And WWL, with the power that it has, with the stick that it has, not just a voice for the New Orleans Metro, but for all of South Louisiana and for the Gulf South. So no matter where you are in the state of Louisiana or elsewhere, we've got you covered.
Yeah, you're right about that. And you know, it's interesting, because there's a sense of adrenaline that pumps in you when you're in this business, and it's a time like this. It's not an excitement, because you're not happy that it happened, but it's an excited state of being. And you know, we're all here. I did a video and I posted it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. I think it also might be on the WWL Radio Facebook page, but I did a video on my Facebook page about just the station and the dorm room. I took one of the, I hope nobody's offended, but I took one of the mattresses out of the dorm room and just brought it to my office for a little privacy. I was afraid somebody might snore or might want a spoon or something like that. So anyway.
Well, you know, I had a college dorm room about the size of some of the offices we're sleeping in, so it feels familiar.
Yeah. And then the snacks that we have, and actually I found a dinner that I would actually eat in the freezer. So, you know, it's been fine. And Diane Newman, our operations director and brand manager, has done a phenomenal job getting everything together. And our brand manager, Dan Barron, who is from Memphis, this is the first time that he and his wife are going through this. And I caught him on the video, too. And he talked about the excitement, but don't think it's ever an excitement like, oh my God, it's exciting like we're going to a Saints game or something exciting like that. But there is a degree of excitement in dealing with nature's wrath. And before the problem set in, everybody's kind of interested in seeing what's going to happen. And also, you know, we control so many aspects of our lives, and I think we believe we control everything, but we sure don't control the weather. And this is just a reminder that we don't control everything.
And that's the beauty of doing this, especially from a news standpoint. You mentioned there's an adrenaline rush. After we mutter a few profanities under our breaths, we get to work in any kind of breaking news situation. And this is breaking news to an extent, but we're flying by the seat of our pants here. There is really no schedule. We're figuring out, okay, how long can we go? When do you need a break? When do we have to force someone to go take a break? Because really and truly, Courtney, Joe, Chris, I know I'm speaking for myself here as well. We really don't want to take a break here, because there's a lot going on. This is the quietest time that we've had since yesterday. And now we're finally able to start, I don't want to say relaxing, but maybe take a breath. And now we realize we're out of the worst of this, and now it's just a matter of seeing what kind of damage was done once the sun comes up. But this is, again, this is one of these situations that if you're in the news business, that I don't want to say you live for, but this is one of those events that when it happens, you're ready for it. And then when it's over, you just want a week off.
That's right. Ian O'Zane, you're doing a great job. And thanks to you and everybody in the WWL newsroom.
Thank you, Scoot. Appreciate you.
Sure. Let's find out what's going on with Francine. Peyton Malone is a WWL TV meteorologist. He joins us live on the air. Peyton, have you had any sleep?
I think I got about 2 hours yesterday.
You know, you look so fresh. I just saw you on TV. You look so fresh. You look like you know, you didn't take a nap. You didn't have any of those lines on your face or anything.
Well, you know, it's all the makeup, I guess.
Yeah, okay. tell us where Francine is now and what the New Orleans area can expect.
Well, what's interesting is the center of Francine is still hanging out in our area. Now, all the rain has moved out, so we are done with that. But it is still quite breezy. We're gusting to 33 at the lakefront right now and 36 in Slidell. But that is down from last hour where we were gusting in the 40s. So the impacts will become less and less through the rest of the morning. Francine is still lifting north. It will be up into Mississippi the rest of today, and that's where the rain will be. So for us, improving conditions as we head in through the rest of our Thursday morning and Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, I talked to you yesterday as Francine was approaching, and you referred to Francine as Hurricane Zeta's evil twin.
Yeah.
Hurricane Zeta, I don't remember a lot about it because it didn't affect me in a lot of ways, but a lot of people were affected by that. This is a storm. It seemed like rain was going to be the biggest aspect of it, and that certainly is what happened.
Boy, rain was, wasn't it? And the thing with Zeta, it did not have a lot of rain because Zeta was moving twice the speed of this one. Now, this one didn't stall out completely. It just was moving at about, 13 miles an hour or so. And that northern eyewall, that core of that hurricane, it ended up taking that track right through the heart of the area. And that just meant that you were in that eyewall of torrential rain for hours. And y'all were talking about earlier, some areas did see that 7 to 8, 9, 10 inches of rain that fell in a short amount of time.
One thing that I thought was really interesting is I've seen storms move, but I don't recall seeing a storm that jigged and jagged like this one. I mean, just definite movements. I mean, it was really wobbling like all over the place. So the storm really did wobble.
It did wobble. You know, it reminded me of the wobble we saw with Ida, where the storm was coming in, and then as it moves inland, it has land interaction, and it started to wobble some. And this one seemed to do the same thing as it came right on in. So an interesting storm, a storm that, we all say is it came in as a Category 2 officially, made landfall in Terrebonne Parish right at 5 o'clock yesterday as a Cat 2. Those winds estimated around 100 miles an hour. And so far, the highest wind gust I've seen was right there around 105, just south of Morgan City, with even some 90-mile-per-hour wind gusts there in Terrebonne.
And Peyton, so the center is still in New Orleans, or in the New Orleans area. This is a reminder that is there going to be anything on the other side, or it's a reminder that just the ahead of the storm, especially the northeast quadrant, is the most powerful part of the storm?
Yeah, this storm was interesting. I had a lot of messages that were thinking, I thought the storm was over and it got windy again. Well, what was interesting, the rain was only on the north side. So when the rain ended, people thought that was the back of the hurricane. In reality, when the rain ended, you were getting into the center of the hurricane. So things went briefly calm, and then as that backside of the eyewall moved in, it didn't have rain with it, but it's still low pressure. Those winds are sometimes even more powerful, and so as those winds blew in, I think it surprised a lot of people yesterday evening.
But we're looking for a decent day. I mean, it seems like it's overnight still. It's overnight, but it's in the morning, but it seems like later today we're going to have a decent day and a nice day by tomorrow and into the weekend.
Yeah, I was looking at the 7-day. The 7-day looks great. For mid-September, I've got us mornings in the 60s and 70s, 60s North Shore, low 70s South Shore, and then in the 80s in the afternoon. And that's all thanks to the low humidity, which gets pulled down behind Francine. So it won't be the oppressive, August heat that we had after Ida or after Katrina, where you didn't have power and it felt like 115 degrees. This is going to be much more manageable with our heat. So
it seems like I remember times when at night without power, it was like 85 degrees and humid.
Oh, and it's just miserable. You can't cool off at night. So hopefully you notice that the next few days. And we have a lot of people without power, so hopefully it's not too miserable for you.
All right. Peyton Malone, thanks for the update. We'll be checking back with you.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Peyton Malone, WWL TV meteorologist. Let's go to Mike in Metairie. Mike, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Good morning, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm okay. I guess the question is, how are you doing and where are you?
I am doing well. Like I said, I live in Metairie. Actually, first, I ought to tell you congratulations for your longevity. I've only called a radio station once before, and that had to be pre-2005 because my dad had passed. And I called in, first time ever in my life calling a radio station, and ever since until now, I called in to discuss the term jocularity. I don't know if you remember that.
Jocularity.
But, yeah. That was y'all's promo at the time. And I'm a reformed attorney, but I have a local tree service, and I'm definitely not looking for business.
A reformed attorney? That's an interesting way to describe being an attorney.
Yeah. Well, it's my way of doing it. Yeah. No, I'm a hardworking tree service owner and operator. Proud of it.
Nice.
But yeah,
nice.
It was a hot day, and I happened to have the radio on, and I kept hearing jocularity, and I love vocabulary and and writing and all that stuff, and I it just aggravated me. So I called in, and it was really kind of funny that y'all took my call, and I said, look, man, can't you just use some other synonyms or everything? We played around a little bit, and after I got off the call, the producer says, jocularity, jocularity, jocularity. So I smiled, and I laughed, and I had a great day.
Oh, good,
but anyway,
good.
That's the last time I spoke.
All right, well, I'm glad you're calling it again. How are things with you in Metairie?
Not too bad. Actually, I did my bicycle reconnaissance from about 11:30 to 1:30.
Okay.
Just to check on things. And with the tree service, first of all, I have cabin fever. That's one of the reasons why I couldn't practice law. I couldn't be stuck in a little office building. I got to be outside. So, and I didn't want to be discourteous and drive around in my big truck. Newell and them were talking about that quite a bit. And that's actually very true. You don't want to cause problems. So I hit the bike instead. And definitely not a tree damage event, which you can tell, you know, by riding around real quick, which is a blessing. Because I love my trees, I love the art of the trees, but I don't want to benefit financially from other people's pain and suffering. If I did, I just would have become a personal injury attorney.
You know, Mike, it's amazing. It's amazing that, you know, there are people whose jobs, whose careers are in a positive state because of a storm. I mean, there are people who get rich because of storms. I don't think they want the storms to happen, but, you know, let's be honest. There are a lot of people who are going to have business that they didn't have before the storm, and some people have actually gotten very rich off of storms.
Yeah, that's the bad side of it. Now, I like the art of my trees. As a matter of fact, I've been in business for Katrina about 5 years or so, and then I had to pretty much make a business decision to say, okay, well, do you go after the quick and dirty money, or do you take care of your regular clients, or, you know, what's your business policy going to be? And basically, I decide, you know, after being in business 5 years or so, you get a number of regular clients calling it, but all at one time, so it's really chaotic. But no, I literally do triage. Most serious situation first for regular clients. If it's through your house, coming to you first, then on the house, then on the car, the garage. So small company, but we do what we can.
All right, well, go ahead and give out your phone number.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
I respect. Hey, I wanted to give you the opportunity. You didn't ask for it, but I respect that you don't want to do it. I would think that one of the similarities that you were an attorney, and now you're working with trees, so you're still working with different saps.
Oh yeah, sapsuckers all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, actually, to tell you the truth, when I got into the business, I really never thought I was going to be so successful because really I have branch offices all over town.
That's good.
Yeah,
so since you know about trees, some of the trees may have come down because the ground has been saturated because we have had a lot of rain. And so that that it makes it easier for a tree to go down in some wind, correct?
Most definitely. And that was a major issue, especially with Katrina. So even some of the storms, if the rain and strong winds are occurring simultaneously and we don't have the heavy saturations that we've had the last, you know, couple of weeks, it's not as issue. But when you have heavy saturation before, like we have now, fortunately, we didn't have strong winds. So when I was riding around on my bicycle over Roosevelt, they had a tree kind of split, not a big deal. blocking the roadway, and then one on West Metairie, kind of across from St. Mad.
So, are you? So, the part of Metairie that you're in is close to Kenner.
Yeah. I guess you would characterize it between David Drive and Roosevelt area, kind of Divine Providence.
Okay.
I leave Divine Providence Church Delta Playground area. So yeah. I took a pretty good bike ride all the way over to Clearview.
And you did you see flooding over toward Clearview?
Yeah. It depends. It's real pocketed. So it just depends on the street and area. It's actually good to know in your neighborhoods where the highest streets are in case you have to get out. As a matter of fact, interestingly, I have a nephew whose wife is due in just a couple weeks. So I do have my bigger truck, my F-350 dually pickup truck that I use in the business. So I said, look, I'm on call. If there's a need, I know how to get you out of here. we'll get you to where you need to go.
All right, Mike, listen, I appreciate you calling in and sharing all of that with us. And I have a lot of respect for you that you gave up being a lawyer and you're doing something that you love doing. You know, I don't know if I think money, you know, money's nice, but money is not the most important thing. I think the most important thing in life is being happy with what you do. And, you know, I've been doing this now for over 50 years, and it's pretty amazing, but I still love what I do, and I wake up every day and believe I haven't done my best show yet. So I'm always trying and doing what I can for the audience.
Yeah, it's an awesome thing when you're in your zone. I just never thought I'd be in this particular one. It's
cool.
Major blessing in my life other than my wife and children.
I love that. Mike, take care.
All right, my friend.
Okay, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And coming up, I'm going to get to some of your text messages. Coleman is our studio producer today, and we're coming back with more of Francine on WWL. And many of you had to run from the storm, and I know you'll be interested to see what's there when you get back to your home. And I would love to hear from anybody who wants to share with us any damage or any flooding that they have experienced. Love to know what's going on in your neighborhood. And the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, proud to continue with our coverage of Francine on WWL. There was wind. There was certainly wind. And Peyton Malone, just a few minutes ago from Channel 4, told us that the strongest wind gust was 105 miles per hour. And that was, I think he said, south of Morgan City. So the wind was there. There's wind damage, but it seems like the biggest impact of Hurricane Francine, what we're going to remember, is the flooding and just so much rain. And it seemed like it kind of slowed down a little bit over New Orleans. And, you know, that's a worst case scenario. So a lot of flooding through the area. We'll continue to update you on that. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Thursday morning, September the 12th. Before I get to some of your text messages, and we are going to get to more of your calls as well, let's go to the public information officer for Louisiana State Police, Troop L, William Huggins, joins us on WWL. William, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Good morning, Scoot.
Good morning. So tell me what you're seeing around the state.
So around the state, really Troop L specifically, I've been on the roadways for a little bit this morning. We're very fortunate up here on the North Shore. I mean, and it's all relative, right? So I'm thinking back to Hurricane Ida when we woke up in August of 2021. It was almost like a new world. We couldn't get a mile down the road. This morning when I got up around 2 a.m. and started running the roads, it's a completely different storm. However, we are still running into, you know, down power lines across roadways and the trees. As far as the interstate systems right now, once again, we're very fortunate. We only had a few trees out there, and we've already removed them. However, these state highways, we continuously are coming across trees, and as we get to them, we're trying to get them out the road. Unfortunately, there are a couple areas where the trees. Hold on, just a second.
Okay.
Sorry. Being a police officer, sometimes you get approached.
Hey, listen. If you've got business to do, by all means, do the business first.
He's trying to get a delivery over here at this gas station, so he'll be fine. But what I was going to say is, you know, some of these trees do have electricity cables attached to them. So unfortunately, some of those on across the roadways we actually can't get to until the utility companies come out, and then hopefully they'll be coming out here soon to try to assist with us getting those trees out the roadways. Okay.
So the biggest problem on the North Shore might be power outages. You haven't seen a lot of flooding?
Yeah, so not really a lot of flooding, at least that's been reported. You know, we only have so many people out here on the roadways trying to get it. So where I have seen a little, you know, your typical spots, which is over there in western and eastern Slidell for the most part, off Highway 433 for sure, there's going to be a little water on the roadway, as well as near Manchac on US 51, known as the low road up here in Troupelle. There is some standing water. We're working with DOTD. We're going to get some high water signs out there. Just urging anybody that's in the area, if you see water on the roadway, I don't care if you live in this area and you know these roads as well. Right now, this water level is rising, and it's really dark out here. So you may not actually understand how deep that water can be. And the last thing we want you to do is be getting swept into one of these bayous over here and causing a little bit, you know, more issues than we need right now. Right.
William, are you seeing people out on the road? Are you suspicious of somebody who's out on the road right now?
I wouldn't say that we're suspicious. I will say our blood pressure goes up a little bit because we're worried about them. You know, like I said, it's very dark. It's wind. You know, it's still raining up here a little bit, and it's very windy. And you got people speeding right now, which is pretty alarming. I just was on the interstate and just had to pull over somebody doing 80 miles per hour, and it's like, man, there's trees falling still, and they're going to continue falling as long as this soil is saturated, and there's still wind kicking up, just, you know, not very strong, but strong enough to maybe, you know, knock over some of these dead trees. So it's very alarming to the site. I'm not suspicious of them, but, you know, I would urge residents and motorists, please stay off the roadways, avoid any unnecessary travel at this time, especially, you know, let's wait till daylight and really get a good look at our highways, and then hopefully move on.
All right, so you've got somebody going 80, so that would be a 70-mile-an-hour zone?
Yes, sir, okay. Right. On the interstate, yeah.
All right, now, let me ask you this, just between you and me. If they'd have been going 70, 79, would you have pulled them over? Do you give people like 9 miles an hour? Is it when they go over 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, is that when you get them?
Well, I'll tell you this. I go talk to a bunch of kids, and they always ask me, well, how fast can I go before you pull me over? And I say, well, that's not the question you should ask yourself. The question should be, how bad do you want to injure yourself if you go off this roadway? Because the faster you're going, the bigger the mess.
That's true.
As far as crashes. So.
That's a good answer. But you know us motorists, like, we like to know that. If I keep it at 78, am I okay? And I guess, like, you know, I guess people should know that if somebody's going 73, you could pull them over into 70.
Absolutely. And understand that speed limit's for ideal conditions.
Yeah, right.
That's sunny in 75, not in the middle of a hurricane.
Right.
So, you know, there is a law, you know, driving too fast based off condition.
William, what about people who don't have AC and they might be tempted to go sit in their car and turn the AC on, and some people are going to their cars to charge up their phones? Is there anything inherently dangerous about that?
You know, I wouldn't say anything inherently dangerous. If you're just staying in your driveway, I couldn't get on to you for doing stuff like that, because I understand, you know, I got parents, I got grandparents out here. I'd like them for my cell phone to be charged as well, just in case they need some help. And I can maybe help them get some first responders over to their area. So, I understand that, but I would say use your best judgment on anything. If your car is parked under a tree that may not be in the best health, I'd worry.
Now, if you're sitting in your car, now a lot of people have had a few beverages tonight. Isn't it legally better to be sitting in the passenger seat if the car is running, or if the keys are in the car?
Well, I would definitely refrain from being anywhere in a public space if you are in a vehicle and you are intoxicated.
Yeah,
I think that's going to lead yourself, regardless of your intentions.
Yeah,
that's
going
to lead to leading to you being susceptible to possible criminal charges.
You know, I'm really not trying to look for reasons to break the law. I'm not trying to find like the threshold of being arrested. I know it sounds like that, but I'm really just trying to get information to people.
And I'll tell you, and we're not trying to go, like, we're not trying to get into that mindset at all. We're very much in a recovery, you know, mindset right now. So that's the last thing we want to deal with. So if your listeners could avoid situations like that, look, we'd really appreciate it because, you know, we did double up our personnel up here on the North Shore, but they are still out there with chainsaws, still trying to get these roadways open, and hopefully, because we know people are going to get out on the roadways regardless of what we say. I mean, that is human nature. I think me and you can both understand that.
Yep.
And we're trying to just make it as safe as possible right now for them. So I would just ask if anybody could help us out with maybe not breaking the law. That'd be a really, really nice thing for us.
Right. William Huggins, PIO, Public Information Officer for Louisiana State Police, North Shore, Troop L. Thank you for your time and thanks for the information. Be safe out there yourself.
Yes, sir. You have a good one.
Okay. Thank you. Let's go to Old Metairie, and Jim joins us on WWL. Jim, do you have any flooding at Old Metairie?
Actually, I live two blocks east of Bonneville, and my street always floods because it's right on the, you know, the entranceway into the expressway.
Okay, yeah,
but
yeah.
It drains fast. We keep the drains clean all the time, so it because of the amount of rain falling in the short period of time, yes, it floods. But my water never gets up into my driveway.
That's good.
And then it drains right away.
And you said, that's good. You said we keep the drains clean. So you and your neighbors go out and take it upon yourselves to keep the drains clean?
Yes, we do.
I know a lot of people
rain.
Yeah, they should. Somebody else should do that. The city, the parish should do that. But you know they can't do everything. And boy, if you have a choice of waiting for the parish to do it or you doing it, I mean, if it comes down to it, you should get out there and do it.
Well, we always do because we have trees around here that the droppings, the leaves, and the little thin things that fall off the trees, and
right.
When it rains, my end is the low end of the street, and so the water always brings it all down. So we just keep the drains clean.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I was just listening to you talking about sitting in your car.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm doing, sitting in my car in the driveway, charging my phone.
Are you
and
without,
listening to the radio.
Are you without power?
Yes, we are. Power went out about 7 o'clock.
Wow. That was the very beginning of the storm, just starting to, the effects of the storm just really starting to hit New Orleans. So in the very beginning, you
really
lost power.
I was surprised that we had it as long as we did. And we really did. We had power up to 7 o'clock. It went off, and then it came back on, and then it went off again for good.
You have the AC on in the car?
No, as a matter of fact, I don't, because I don't need to. It's not that hot.
Yeah, isn't that the night? That's the blessing.
Yes, because I've been through Katrina, where it was at the end of August, and it was 90 degrees every day. So this is really, really nice.
Yeah.
And I'm an 88-year-old guy, by the way, so I just figured that I ought to tell you that I feel really blessed that we didn't have a real bad. I sat through Ida on my front porch and watched, and of course, we had the eye go over us, and I watched the rain straight on one going one way, and then it calmed down, and then when it came back, it went the other way. And I just sat on my front porch and watched the rain go straight one way and then turn around and go straight the other way. And we really didn't have that much damage. You know, the fence goes down. But when the wind blows, the fence always goes down.
Well, Jim, I'm glad you're doing okay. I appreciate the update, and hang in there and get your phone charged. And, you know, going to the car and getting your phone charged is a really good idea if you're without power, because you've got to have your phone. And I appreciate you listening to us while you're going through this. So take care and stay safe.
Yeah. Question, how are we doing as far as weather is concerned? I heard a little bit at the beginning of the hour that the storm is still on the North Shore.
Yeah, I mean, parts of it are. I mean, the eye is still kind of hanging around the general New Orleans North Shore area, but it's moving, and I think it's expected to pick up speed. It slowed down a little bit coming over New Orleans, but, you know, the center of the storm is not related to the roughest part of the weather, which always seems interesting to me. But the roughest part of the weather is well ahead of the storm, and that has already moved out of the area as far as I know. So I think things are going to calm down from here on out.
Now.
Yeah. I think things are going to be okay.
It's not raining and there's no wind.
Yeah. Well, I think I think you're through the worst of it, Jim. And hang in there and stay safe.
Oh, I will. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks. Hey, you know, a lot of people are going to be really interested to get back to where they live, because they had to, you know, go find a shelter, because sometimes you just can't stay where you are because it's simply too dangerous. And if they tell you to get out, get out. And whether you were at home or at a shelter somewhere, I hope you made it through okay. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we continue following the aftermath of Francine on WWL. You know, there was some thunder and lightning associated with this storm, but not everybody saw it. And as I look at radar right now, I see that the entire immediate New Orleans area is calm. You know, you've heard about the calm before the storm. This is the calm after the storm. And we just talked to Jim in Old Metairie or around the Bonneville area. And Jim said that it's really, really calm. And it is. If you're to the north of the city, if you're to the north of the immediate North Shore, you should be in some pretty heavy rain. And it's heading up toward Jackson right now. So, you know, be careful if you're on the interstate. Actually, don't be on the interstate. And let me just take just a quick moment to talk about the mentality of the people who are going to take a big truck and drive fast down a flooded street. I remind you that you don't have to do this. You can keep your stupidity to yourself. You don't have to expose it to everybody else. And that's what we think of you. We think you're stupid. We think you're selfish. Because by doing that, we don't think you're some macho dude. We don't think that at all. We think very little of you. In fact, you wouldn't even really want to know what we think of you. And if you knew what we thought of you, you wouldn't even consider doing it, because you're doing it to be big. To act big, to act like you're powerful. If that's what you need to be a man, you're not a man. So don't drive fast through flooded streets, because you hurt people. You push water into homes, you push water into businesses, and it's illegal, and it's not necessary. So again, if that's your mentality, kind of keep that to yourself. You know, you don't have to expose to everybody how stupid you are. So please don't do that. Here's a text that says, Scoot, yeah, I'm glad that it's not hot. I've got a couple of windows open and there's a nice cool breeze blowing through. You know, you always look for blessings in bad situations. And this could have been so much worse. You and I have been through this. We've been through this when we lose power and it is stifling hot and very humid, even at night. And we've had some nicer weather, and it's going to be nice in the morning. It's going to take a little while for it to get hot during the day. This weekend, high is going to be in the upper 80s, about 88, and sunny both days. So, yeah, that's going to be warm. It's going to be a little bit uncomfortable. But hopefully you can find something to do and some place to go over the weekend if you're still without power. Hopefully you're not still without power. Here's a text. Hi, Scoot. Listening on the Odyssey app in Huntsville, Alabama. Been a transplant in Alabama since I moved for college in 2013. Thanks for bringing the comfort of home to me and providing information. You're welcome, and thank you for utilizing the Odyssey app, and I'm glad you're listening to us. Here's a text. Good morning, Scoot. Yeah, it still seems like nighttime to me because it's dark outside, but technically it is morning. Good morning, Scoot. Generac and I are enjoying the moment in Hammond. Power lost about 9 p.m. Have seen no lightning, heard no thunder, plenty of wind and rain, kind of strange. And that is from Sam. Well, Sam, I'm glad you're doing okay. I hope the water that is in the streets in Metairie and Kenner or anywhere uptown, I hope that water goes away soon. You know, the pumps are going to ultimately catch up with this. But as mad as you might want to be at the Sewage and Water Board, as mad as you might want to be wherever you are at the pumps, you can't really be mad at the pumps because there's no pumping system that is going to deal with that much rain over that short a period of time. And there was just a lot of rain. Cynthia Lee Shang said 7 to 9 inches in Jefferson Parish, 11 inches in some areas of the parish. In Lafourche Parish, reports of up to 10 inches of rain over, you know, a relatively short period of time. And no system can keep up with that. So there's going to be flooding. But we're going to get through this. And you are going to get through this. And at some point, this is going to be a memory. But in the same way that you look back at what you went through, those of you who went through Katrina, those of you who went through Isaac, those of you who went through Zeta, and more recently, 3 years ago, those of you who went through Ida, you look back on that and you gain a sense of strength because of what you went through. You're going to gain that sense of strength because of what you're going through right now. I know it's a pain in the, and you don't want to have to do it again, but you're going to do it again and you're going to get through this. And just try to stay positive and try to realize that it could have been a lot worse. And that's not just some cheap cliche. That's reality. You know, we always think about how bad something is. And sometimes when things happen, we don't always think about how much worse it could have been. And again, I remind you that yesterday was September the 11th, a time when this country really came together. And right now in this area, we don't care about politics. We care about the storm, we care about the aftermath of the storm, and we care about each other. And so when we get involved in these little nitpicking arguments about who said what or who did what when it comes to politics, let's remember that we're kind of getting into those little minutia details of what bugs us about politics, and we get involved in the hate and all of that because, you know what, we got it pretty good in this country, and we're doing okay. So let's remember that. And it's kind of nice to not talk about politics and also to remember that there are things bigger than politics. So when we get involved in those political discussions, let's not let it turn into hate. Let's not let it turn into, you know, just turning other Americans into the enemy, because we're not the enemy. And we should always be Americans first. And this is when, in this area, we pull together after a storm. I'm Scoot. We continue our coverage of the aftermath of Hurricane Francine here on WWL. Hallelujah. Yeah, we're going to get, like, I don't want to be corny here, but, you know, we're going to overcome this. We're going to be okay. And I know it's tough right now. But, I mean, at least you're not stuck in some godforsaken part of America. You know, you're here, and for many of you, life is great here, which is why you're here and why you stay here. And, you know, this is one of the things that will always be part of life here. But it's part of our culture. It's part of who we are. Overcoming these things makes us who we are. And generation after generation has been bred with this kind of resolve that their grandfathers and grandparents had, and it's part of our DNA, and we deal with it, and we'll deal with it again. So if you want to join us with a comment about what you're experiencing, if you want to report flooding, I'd love to hear what's going on in your neighborhood. The Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
You
You know, there was some thunder and lightning associated with this storm, but not everybody saw it. And as I look at radar right now, I see that the entire immediate New Orleans area is calm. You know, you've heard about the calm before the storm. This is the calm after the storm. And we just talked to Jim in Old Metairie or around the Bonneville area. And Jim said that it's really, really calm. And it is. If you're to the north of the city, if you're to the north of the immediate North Shore, you should be in some pretty heavy rain. And it's heading up toward Jackson right now. So, you know, be careful if you're on the interstate. Actually, don't be on the interstate. And let me just take just a quick moment to talk about the mentality of the people who are going to take a big truck and drive fast down a flooded street. I remind you that you don't have to do this. You can keep your stupidity to yourself. You don't have to expose it to everybody else. And that's what we think of you. We think you're stupid. We think you're selfish. Because by doing that, we don't think you're some macho dude. We don't think that at all. We think very little of you. In fact, you wouldn't even really want to know what we think of you. And if you knew what we thought of you, you wouldn't even consider doing it because you're doing it to be big. To act big, to act like you're powerful. If that's what you need to be a man, you're not a man. So don't drive fast through flooded streets because you hurt people. You push water into homes, you push water into businesses, and it's illegal and it's not necessary. So again, if that's your mentality, kind of keep that to yourself. You know, you don't have to expose to everybody how stupid you are. So please don't do that. Here's a text that says, Scoot, yeah, I'm glad that it's not hot. I've got a couple of windows open and there's a nice cool breeze blowing through. You know, you always look for blessings in bad situations. And this could have been so much worse. You and I have been through this. We've been through this when we lose power and it is stifling hot and very humid, even at night. And we've had some nicer weather. And it's going to be nice in the morning. It's going to take a little while for it to get hot during the day. This weekend, high is going to be in the upper 80s, about 88, and sunny both days. So, yeah, that's going to be warm. It's going to be a little bit uncomfortable. But hopefully you can find something to do and some place to go over the weekend if you're still without power. Hopefully you're not still without power. Here's a text. Hi, Scoot. Listening on the Odyssey app in Huntsville, Alabama. Been a transplant in Alabama since I moved for college in 2013. Thanks for bringing the comfort of home to me and providing information. You're welcome, and thank you for utilizing the Odyssey app, and I'm glad you're listening to us. Here's a text. Good morning, Scoot. It still seems like nighttime to me because it's dark outside, but technically it is morning. Good morning, Scoot. Generac and I are enjoying the moment in Hammond. Power lost about 9 p.m., have seen no lightning, heard no thunder, plenty of wind and rain, kind of strange. And that is from Sam. Well, Sam, I'm glad you're doing okay. I hope the water that is in the streets in Metairie and Kenner or anywhere uptown, I hope that water goes away soon. You know, the pumps are going to ultimately catch up with this. But as mad as you might want to be at the Sewage and Water Board, as mad as you might want to be wherever you are at the pumps, you can't really be mad at the pumps because there's no pumping system that is going to deal with that much rain over that short a period of time. And there was just a lot of rain. Cynthia Lee Shang said 7 to 9 inches in Jefferson Parish, 11 inches in some areas of the parish. In Lafourche Parish, reports of up to 10 inches of rain over, you know, a relatively short period of time. And no system can keep up with that. So there's going to be flooding. But we're going to get through this. And you are going to get through this. And at some point, this is going to be a memory. But in the same way that you look back at what you went through, those of you who went through Katrina, those of you who went through Isaac, those of you who went through Zeta, and more recently, 3 years ago, those of you who went through Ida, you look back on that and you gain a sense of strength because of what you went through. You're going to gain that sense of strength because of what you're going through right now. I know it's a pain in the and you don't want to have to do it again, but you're going to do it again, and you're going to get through this, and just try to stay positive and try to realize that it could have been a lot worse. And that's not just some cheap cliche. That's reality. You know, we always think about how bad something is, and sometimes when things happen, we don't always think about how much worse it could have been. And again, I remind you that yesterday was September the 11th, a time when this country really came together. And right now in this area, we don't care about politics. We care about the storm, we care about the aftermath of the storm, and we care about each other. And so when we get involved in these little nitpicking arguments about who said what or who did what when it comes to politics, let's remember that we're kind of getting into those little minutia details of what bugs us about politics, and we get involved in the hate and all of that because, you know what, we got it pretty good in this country, and we're doing okay. So let's remember that. And it's kind of nice to not talk about politics, and also to remember that there are things bigger than politics. So when we get involved in those political discussions, let's not let it turn into hate. Let's not let it turn into, you know, just turning other Americans into the enemy, because we're not the enemy. And we should always be Americans first. And this is when, in this area, we pull together after a storm. I'm Scoot. We continue our coverage of the aftermath of Hurricane Francine here on WWL. Hallelujah. Yeah, we're going to get, like, I don't want to be corny here, but, you know, we're going to overcome this. We're going to be okay. And I know it's tough right now. But, I mean, at least you're not stuck in some godforsaken part of America. You know, you're here, and for many of you, life is great here, which is why you're here and why you stay here. And, you know, this is one of the things that will always be part of life here. But it's part of our culture. It's part of who we are. Overcoming these things makes us who we are. And generation after generation has been bred with this kind of resolve that their grandfathers and grandparents had, and it's part of our DNA, and we deal with it, and we'll deal with it again. So if you want to join us with a comment about what you're experiencing, if you want to report flooding, I'd love to hear what's going on in your neighborhood. The Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.